The Sea Life Center is right on Alexanderplatz in Spandauerstrasse. Margit is a real fan of all forms of wildlife and is looking forward to experiencing the fascinating world beneath the seas. Admission to the underwater world is €13.50 for adults and €10 for children up to the age of 13. For that, you get to see some 4,000 marine animals from all over the world. Their habitats have been carefully reproduced in 30 different tanks. The marine wildlife and the different habitats are vividly presented for young visitors, too. They can take part in a children's quiz, for instance, answering the questions as they follow the tour. You should plan on spending about 2 hours here if you want to see everything. In one of the largest tanks, you can even look rays and sharks right in the eye.
There he comes again, the one with those tiger-like patches. I think he's wonderful.
That's the one that was flirting with you earlier, isn't it?
Yeah, could be. I don't quite know.
Sie brauchen auch Filterwasser, ne? Die ziehen ganz viel Filterwasser rein und filtern dadurch Bakterien, Algen, Plankton. Also sie machen richtig das Becken sauber, könnte man sagen. Das ist richtig nützlich, ja.
The tour ends on yet another climax. The huge aquarium we now find ourselves in is the only one of its kind in the whole world. It is located in the foyer of a hotel, and you can actually take an elevator through the aquadome, which takes 3 minutes to travel its length. Surrounded by almost 1 million liters of water and thousands of colorful fish, the Bermers are submerged in a completely different world.
So, now that we've resurfaced from the ocean deep, I would like to show the Burmers a little bit of Berlin's cultural site. Well, they were telling me before that they weren't that keen on museums, but once I told them more about the museum islands, their curiosity aroused, and you are now about to find out what it is that persuaded the Burmers to change their minds. Because the island on the Spree, which is the river flowing through Berlin, harbors a museum of superlatives.
But first, they deserve some fortification. The Ständige Vertretung is just around the corner, a popular Berlin restaurant with the characteristic cheerfulness of the Rhineland. It's full of photographs and political curios from the days when Bonn was the German capital, and from the time of reunification.